Thank you for braving the elements and being here. I'm gonna, as a theater teacher, I'm gonna try to stay on script, so bear with me. My name is Ben Webb. I'm a high school English teacher here in Normal at the Laboratory High School at Illinois State University. The circle that's outside has always carried a special meaning for me as a newcomer to this area, and in my 8 years in this area, it has always been kind of the quintessential piece to this community. It's where we go to see the newest band play before a festival. It's where we get to see our kids play with one another in a diverse and welcoming place that we call home. But we have to face that we are in a Governor Rauner and a President Trump era. And that circle means so much more to us now. It's where we hold our rallies. It's where we protest. It's where we come together and say, we will resist this agenda that no longer is speaking for us. And all too often, it feels like our elected officials are resisting us as opposed to resisting with us. Mm-hmm. And so I hope to bring a little bit of change to that. Because from the very beginning, I've been told, don't become a politician. And yet, I always like to introduce myself as the teacher first, the willing learner and the open ear that can learn best from the experts. Because I might not have all of the answers, and I hope to gain those answers from you, constituents, who I take my cue from. If I can break from the script for a second, what's your favorite class?
Math.
Math, why? I don't know either. So I teach English and theater, and so I have often been motivated by the answers, the drive, the students that come into the room and say, I want to shoot for the moon, I want to reach for the stars, and then they self-educate. They actually are ambitious enough to learn the physics that make those answers come true. I think we need to dream bigger in our state, and I think oftentimes we look at state politics with a level of disdain, and I think we know we deserve better. Especially looking at the budget crisis. Our public schools, our higher education institutions were put into a place where we really were just bargaining chips. We were being held hostage. We know we deserve better than that. Our communities rely on the stability that we can find in Springfield, and yet we look there and we don't see any stability. We see gridlock, we see dysfunction, and we know that the status quo is not good enough, and we know we deserve better. But the status quo doesn't change unless we challenge it. And so I think that we've challenged it with postcards and protests and phone calls, but the next step is to challenge it on the ballot. And I think it's time that we find elected officials who can actually hold our best interests in their heart and advocate for those best interests when they get to Springfield, not just to our face, but also when they are doing their job and casting a ballot which is meant to represent us. And after years of uncontested races in this area, I think we deserve a choice, and a specifically a Democratic choice, when we go to vote in November. And no, I didn't misread the sign, but I am happy to announce that I am announcing my Democratic candidacy for the Illinois House of Representatives in the 105th District.
Awesome.
We deserve a representative who will prioritize education, specifically in our K-12 schools and beyond. In higher education, seeing our institutions as the jewel that this can be in our state. And not just in higher education, but also those who are in their professions, seeking their dream jobs, and those who want to remain relevant and innovative in an ever-changing and global world. I want to see a representative who can keep their commitments to retirees. I want to see a representative who believes that healthcare is a human right and that it is morally right and it's not a privilege. The topic right now is the Equal Rights Amendment, and my question is, why have we waited so long?
Yes. Thank you.
I don't think we should wait any longer, and the ERA is not by itself enough. We need an advocate, and we need someone who can stand for women's reproductive rights. Because, I want to say this very clearly, a representative who trusts women to make their own decisions is the right representative for this area. Yeah. again, I look to my students and they have very big dreams. They have big hopes, and that motivates me to do good in this area. Math is your favorite. It might be a subject you stick with. You never know. And so, sorry I got really high-pitched there. But as the teacher, as the adult, the people that have been looked to as voters in this world, we need to do better. Because our kids, our students are looking at us and they look at the world and say, why is this world failing us? Why is it not believing in us? Why are they handing us a world that we will inherit these problems with? And so we need to do better. And I think we can. I think the path forward is actually coming together, rallying and showing what we will stand for. And I'd like to chart that path with you as a progressive platform that will actually listen, will be more than the status quo, and is definitely a whole lot more than just shaking hands and kissing babies. We deserve better than that status quo, and I really want to be that individual. And so I look forward to learning from you, the experts, and how to best serve you while standing in Springfield and doing what I can. Thank you.